Project Gutenberg text of the first man in the moon, by Wells number 9 in our series by H.G. Wells, Herbert George Wells. Copyright laws are changing all over the world. Be sure to check the copyright laws for your country. Before posting these files, please take a look at the important information in this header. We encourage you to keep this file on your own disk, keeping an electronic path open for the next readers. Do not remove this. Welcome to the world of free plain vanilla electronic texts, texts readable by both humans and by computers. Since 1971, these texts prepared by hundreds of volunteers and donations, information on contacting Project Gutenberg to get texts, and further information is included below. We need your donations. The First Man in the Moon, by H.G. Wells, August, 1997, text number 1013, Project Gutenberg, text of the First Man in the Moon, by Wells. This file should be named FMITM10, TTXT or FMITM10. Zip, corrected editions of our texts, get a new number, FMITM11, TTXT. Versions based on separate sources get new letter, FMITM10ATTXT. This Project Gutenberg text was prepared by Barry Harth. We are now trying to release all our books 1 month in advance of the official release dates, for time for better editing. Please note, neither this list nor its contents are final till midnight of the last day of the month of any such announcement. The official release date of all Project Gutenberg texts is at midnight, Central Time, of the last day of the stated month. A preliminary version may often be posted for suggestion, comment and editing by those who wish to do so. To be sure you have an up-to-date first edition XXXXX10XXXXX, please check file sizes in the first week of the next month. Since our FTP program has a bug in it that scrambles the date tried to fix and failed to look at the file size we'll have to do, but we will try to see a new copy has at least 1 byte more or less. Information about Project Gutenberg, 1 page. We produce about $2 million for each hour we work. The 50 hours is one conservative estimate for how long it we take to get any text selected, entered, proofread, edited, copyright searched and analyzed, the copyright letters written, etc. This projected audience is 100 million readers. If our value per text is nominally estimated at $1, then we produce $2 million per hour this year as we release 32 text files per month, or 384 more texts in 1997 for a total of 1,000 plus. If these reach just 10% of the computerized population, then the total should reach over 100 billion texts given away. The goal of Project Gutenberg is to give away 1 trillion text files by the December 31, 2001. 10,000x 100 million equals trillion. This is 10,000 titles each to 100 million readers, which is only 10% of the present number of computer users. 2001 should have at least twice as many computer users as that, so it will require us reaching less than 5% of the users in 2001. We need your donations more than ever. All donations should be made to Project Gutenberg CMU, and are tax deductible to the extent allowable by law. CMU equals Carnegie Mellon University. For these and other matters, please mail to Project Gutenberg P.O. Box 2782 Champaign, Illinois 61825. When all other email fails, try our executive director, Michael S. Hart, H.A.R.T. at PO.com. Greater than, we would prefer to send you this information by email, internet, bitnet, CompuServe, at mailer McEmail. If you have an FTP program or emulator, please FTP directly to the Project Gutenberg archives. Mac users, do not point and click. ... Type FTP UI archive. CXO. UIUK.edu login. Anonymous password. YOUR at login CD at XDTEXT 90 through ETEXT 96 or CD at text articles get suggest get for more information dirtacy files get or jetta get files. Dot dot set bin for zip files get index 000. Gut for a list of books, and get new gut for general information, and MGET gut for newsletters. Information prepared by the Project Gutenberg Legal Advisor, 3 pages. Start the small print. For public domain at text start, why is this small print statement here? You know, lawyers. They tell us you might sue us, if there is something wrong with your copy of this text, even if you got it for free from someone other than us, and even if what's wrong is not our fault. So, among other things, this small print statement disclaims most of our liability to you. It also tells you how you can distribute copies of this text, if you want to. Before you use or read this text, by using or reading any part of this Project Gutenberg TM text, you indicate that you understand, agree to and accept this small print statement. If you do not, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for this text, by sending a request within 30 days of receiving it to the person you got it from. If you received this text on a physical medium such as a disc, you must return it with your request. About Project Gutenberg TM texts. This Project Gutenberg TM text, like most Project Gutenberg TM texts, is a public domain work distributed by Professor Michael S. Hart through the Project Gutenberg Association at Carnegie Mellon University. The project, among other things, this means that no one owns a United States copyright on or for this work, so the project and you can copy and distribute it in the United States without permission, and without paying copyright royalties. Special rules, set forth below, apply if you wish to copy and distribute this text under the project's Project Gutenberg trademark. To create these texts, the project expends considerable efforts to identify, transcribe and proofread public domain works. Despite these efforts, the project's texts and any medium they may be on may contain defects. Among other things, defects may take the form of incomplete, inaccurate or corrupt data, transcription errors, a copyright or other intellectual property infringement, a defective or damaged disk or other text medium, a computer virus, or computer codes that damage or cannot be read by your equipment. Limited warranty. Disclaimer of damages, but for the item of replacement or refund described below, one the project and any other party you may receive this text from as a Project Gutenberg TM text disclaims all liability to you for damages, costs and expenses, including legal fees, and two you have no remedies for negligence, or under strict liability, or for breach of warranty or contract, including but not limited to indirect, consequential, punitive or incidental damages, even if you give notice of the possibility of such damages. If you discover a defect in this text within 90 days of receiving it, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for it, by sending an explanatory note within that time to the person you received it from. If you received it on a physical medium, you must return it with your note, and such person may choose to alternatively give you a replacement copy. If you received it electronically, such person may choose to alternatively give you a second opportunity to receive it electronically. This text is otherwise provided to you as is. No other warranties of any kind, express or implied, are made to you, as to the text or any medium it may be on, including but not limited to warranties of merchantability or fitness for a particular purpose. Some states do not allow disclaimers of implied warranties, or the exclusion or limitation of consequential damages, so the above disclaimers and exclusions may not apply to you, and you may have other legal rights. Indemnity. You will indemnify, and hold the project, its directors, officers, members, and agents harmless from all liability, cost and expense, including legal fees, that arise directly or indirectly from any of the following, that you do or cause. 1. Distribution of this etext. 2. Alteration, modification, or addition to the etext, or 3. Any defect. Distribution under Project Gutenberg TM. You may distribute copies of this etext electronically, or by disk, book, or any other medium, if you either delete this small print, and all other references to Project Gutenberg, or 1. Only give exact copies of it. Among other things, this requires that you do not remove, alter, or modify the etext or the small print statement. You may, however, if you wish, distribute this etext in machine-readable binary, compressed, markup, or proprietary form, including any form resulting from conversion by word processing or hypertext software, but only so long as either colon, left bracket, right bracket, the etext, when displayed, is clearly readable, and does not contain characters other than those intended by the author of the work, although tilde, tilde, asterisk, and underline characters may be used to convey punctuation intended by the author, and additional characters may be used to indicate hypertext links, or left bracket, right bracket, the etext may be readily converted by the reader at no expense into plain ASCII, EBCDIC, or equivalent form by the program that displays the etext, as is the case, for instance, with most word processors. Or left bracket, right bracket, you provide, or agree to also provide on request at no additional cost, fee, or expense, a copy of the etext in its original plain ASCII form, or in EBCDIC, or other equivalent proprietary form, to honor the etext refund and replacement provisions of this small print statement. 3. Pay a trademark license fee to the project of 20% of the net profits you derive, calculated using the method you already use to calculate your applicable taxes. If you don't derive profits, no royalty is due. Royalties are payable to Project Gutenberg Association Carnegie Mellon University within the 60 days following each date you prepare or were legally required to prepare your annual or equivalent periodic tax return. What if you want to send money, even if you don't have to? The project gratefully accepts contributions in money, time, scanning machines, OCR software, public domain etexts, royalty-free copyright licenses, and every other sort of contribution you can think of. Money should be paid to Project Gutenberg Association Carnegie Mellon University. End the small print. For public domain etexts ver. 04.29.93 end. This Project Gutenberg etext was prepared by Barry Harth. The First Man in the Moon, by H. G. G. Wells, Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.